A River Rail North strike hits 34 days of action against driver-only operation striking. A River Rail North Guard 1,300 train guards across the north of England took their 34th day of strike action in defence of a safe, secure and accessible railway on the 3rd of November. Despite a River Rail North management claiming to have run 800 trains, the sustained action every Saturday has seen a shambolic low of 182 and an average of 250 services running. Last services of the day between major northern cities have been as early as 3:30 p.m. After 34 days of action, the members have remained absolutely solid. Many depots have had no staff crossing picket lines and a pathetic 0.3% of non-members have been working on strike days. PUG's management have become increasingly desperate, with efforts to cajole members of office staff and those on administration grades to act as a person utilized as guard or PUG. Indeed, these staff, who have been rushed through a condensed 9-day training program, when it can take up to 6 months to qualify as a guard, have made many serious safety-related mistakes. The strikes take a continuing toll on a River Rail North and its parent company, the German state-owned Deutsche Bahn. The taxpayer subsidy has soared to £282 million, with the company now locked in crisis talks with the Department for Transport, and demanding an even bigger public bailout. Managers are being put up in fancy hotels, and flown in from around the River Empire, while underhand tactics like refusing to grant leave, and not releasing reps for union duties only make the members more determined. A series of public meetings is being organized with trade unionists and supportive Labour MPs as guest speakers. Despite it being Labour Party policy to halt the rollout of driver-only operation, local Labour politicians have maintained a deafening silence. We call on the wider trade union movement to increase its support for the strikes by attending picket lines and raising money for the hardship fund. We are in a position of strength and determined to fight for a safe, secure, accessible and publicly owned railway, run in the interests of the passengers, not the fat cats.